This eagle just went and grabbed a myrrh. You can see it carrying it in its beak and its talons.
Not all of the world's bald eagle watchers are admirers of the bird. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That story and much more coming up. Ted Stevens was a major player in the growth and development of Alaska's marine highway system. Stevens, who served Alaska for 40 years in the U.S. Senate, was laid to rest earlier this month. Jim Ayers ran the state ferry system in the early 1990s under Governor Wally Hickel. He also served as chief of staff for the next governor, Tony Knowles.
Senator Stevens used his position in the United States Senate to build the Alaska Marine Highway System expansion through ensuring that refurbishment funds were available for the older vessels and providing for the construction of the new vessels.
Stevens secured funding for the Kennecott, a 500-passenger, 80-vehicle ship built in 1998. It was the last large ferry added to the system, which has grown to 11 ships. Bob Dole was Marine Highway Director in the late 1990s, then ran the Southeast Region of the Transportation Department. He says Stevens found numerous ways to extend federal highway money to the ferry system.
My perception is he was the only player for Alaska in all of these prospective new construction as well as operating fund allocations. His was the only name mentioned.
Stevens backed numerous other transportation projects, including Ketchikan's Gravina Island Bridge. He also backed the road north out of Juneau. While some were controversial, Ayer says most people could find something they liked.
Although we, as Alaskans, may not have agreed with all of the projects that Senator Stevens helped build, he certainly spread the wealth of our nation around Alaska in ways that were very helpful to many people.
Ayers now works as North Pacific Regional Director of the environmental group Oceana. The search mammogram van is visiting Haines and Skagway in the next few weeks. The mobile unit visits southeast communities several times a year, annually performing x-rays for more than 700 women in rural Alaska who have limited access to the service. A representative with the Search Wise Woman program says regular mammograms are an important part of being a healthy woman. The test is recommended for women ages 40 to 64. The mammogram van is in Haines August 30th through September 13th and Skagway September 14th through 17th. More information about prerequisite tests are at the search clinics in Haines and Clockwan and the Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway. The people of the Lynn Canal are used to watching bald eagles in action, and more lower 48 residents are sharing that experience. But along the Pacific Northwest coast, the eagles are becoming marauders. Their increasing numbers are putting other bird populations at risk. For now, biologists are not inclined to intervene. The eagles' prey must adapt or die. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bonzi reports from the Oregon coast.
Most every day of the week, you can find birdwatchers Buss and Delana Engsberg at an observation platform by the Cape Mears Lighthouse on the northern Oregon coast. For years, the couple has aimed high-power spotting scopes at the nearby cliffs and offshore rocks that teemed with seabirds.
When I aimed this out here, we would have fun with the children because we'd ask them to count the birds. And one time one little boy said, one, two, three, lots, because there were thousands. Now, as you can see, there's not a thing there.
Okay. Delana Engsberg and her husband have watched as bald eagles in the last few years have driven the huge colony of common murres off their nests. The common murre is a black and white diving bird that resembles a small penguin. The Engsbergs have captured dramatic home video of eagles flushing the seabirds off their rock.
Aha! Oh, great.
Then the real damage happens. Crows and gulls swoop in to gobble up unguarded eggs.
This eagle just went and grabbed a myrrh. You can see it carrying it in its beak and its talons.
The Engsbergs say myrrhs have abandoned the nearby Three Arch Rocks as well. That used to be the biggest common myrrh colony this side of Alaska.
And it's not only the myrrh that are affected, it's the cormorants. the gulls, everything. This is a real, real disaster.
This is the first year Bas Engsberg has seen hungry eagles drive cormorants off their nests and eat their eggs. Biologist Roy Lowe oversees the National Wildlife Refuges along the Oregon coast. From his post in Newport, he's watched the MERS beat a retreat as bald eagles expand their range from north to south.
Now, every colony north of Yaquina Head is either not productive or is producing very, very few young. So we've basically lost all the breeding colonies north of here. Birds are still returning. They're coming onto the colony. They're laying eggs. But the disturbance is so repeated that they're being flushed off the rocks.
Common MERS are not endangered now, but Lowe expects to see the seabird population decline given the cascade of nesting failures. It's an environmental paradox. The recovery of our national symbol threatens another species.
The predator-prey association isn't always easy to watch, you know.
At least one park manager wonders out loud whether to haze the resurgent eagles during MER breeding season, but Roy Lowe says that's just not going to happen.
This is a natural situation, so we're just trying to understand it, document it as well as we can, and see how it unfolds.
Some bird researchers are seeing signs of adaptation. Oregon State University biologist Rob Surian monitors a seabird stronghold from a perch high atop the Yaquina Head Lighthouse. He gets a fantastic overhead view and an earful from the MER colony on the rocks below. These barren rocks still teem with tens of thousands of MERS packed shoulder to shoulder tending baby chicks. Surian says this colony has tripled in size in recent years.
For one, these birds are finding safety in numbers. But also, part of the story is the eagles, their presence on the coast, especially on the north coast where there are more eagles, seem to be redistributing the MERS.
Off the northwest tip of Washington State, a UW scientist has observed adjustments occurring at Tatoosh Island. There, some MERS are nesting under bushes to hide from eagles. Cormorants are adjusting, too. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologists are seeing more of them nesting under bridges along the coast. It may be a way to stay safe from eagles. I'm Tom Bonsi near Newport, Oregon.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News. Share your local news with anyone. Just send them a link to khns.org. Archives of past newscasts are under the Listen tab.